I don't know if any of you have been reading this sadhana, but there is, it talks about vas breathing. Have you noticed that? It talks about holding your breath. And maybe, I'm not going to do it now, but I don't want to start with that too much because you, maybe we'll try it at the, we'll talk about it at the discussion. But what we're going to do is the nine-round breathing. Any of you familiar with the nine-round breathing? I guess you're all familiar with the nine-round breathing. Okay, so what we'll do is first we'll just, in our minds, you know, take refuge and generate bodhicitta. And then those of us that have had the empowerment, we can quickly rise as a deity by dissolving into emptiness. Visualizing the tum, the light rays going out, coming back into the tum. Rising as Tara. So then, I don't know if Lou's talked about hollow body yet, but we're going, I think I did in the last session. So imagine that this deity body is this hollow body. So remember the breathing again and the three-tiered breathing and establishing this posture with openness on the inside. I don't think I'll describe all the channels, but what we can do is we just this one says close. Yeah, that's right. So we're just going to take our, remember we have this little Vajra fist with the index finger. We're going to close the left nostril and breathe in the right down to the navel. That's why I've been emphasizing this, breathing down here. So you breathe in the left, down to the navel, close the right, and breathe out the right. And we'll do that three times, and as we do it, we can imagine that all our agitated attachment, grasping mind is purified, also pride and jealousy. Okay, everybody with me? So in the right and out the left. Breathe in the left and out the right three times.
What did you say we were breathing in?
Just breathing in pure energy, not breathing in anything.
No, breathing out.
Oh, the first time you're breathing out, the right, you're breathing out attachment, grasping, and when you breathe out the left, you're breathing out aversion and hatred. Okay. then breathe in through both nostrils, but imagine it goes right down to the navel. And as you breathe out, you're releasing all your ignorance, feeble-mindedness, and drowsy, clouded mind, as well as the 404 kinds of diseases. So then we're going to imagine that a white light and energy that is the essence or life force of water is breathed into the body. And it dissolves into all the liquids in the body and purifies them and makes you well. Then yellow light of the earth energy, like the life essence of earth and stones and mountains, enters into the body and your bones and flesh in making them well and strong. And then we visualize red light and all the energy of the fires of the earth, volcanoes, the earth's inner magma, forest fires, hearth fires, the sun, all energizes the digestive organs in the cells and in the body and metabolism, making your metabolism stronger and making you well and strong. And the green energy of the wind is inhaled, and the good winds from the water, snow, forest winds in the forest, and field winds in the meadows enter the body and all the tissues and cells, creating strong lungs, healthy breath, good blood pressure. So, kind of imagine when it's I don't know if it ever happens in England, but when it's sort of a hot day, and you get this gentle breeze that comes in and cools you off. So you just feel that gentle kind of cooling breeze coming in and entering into you and enters all the tissues and cells. And we inhale the blue, dark blue essence of space. And it mixes completely with our mind. And all our small-minded, compulsive thinking, anxiety and depression are purified. And imagine your mind is vast and free of confusion. And that we completely understand and realize emptiness. Then recollect the time and the moon at the heart and feel great love for all beings. And imagine that these five colored lights of balanced and energized water, earth, fire, wind, and space, those five colored lights go out and touch all sentient beings, healing them as well. And we just end the meditation by dedicating this practice to the well-being of all sentient beings and to their swift enlightenment and the long lives of our holy gurus. I didn't mention it, but we can send those lights to them as well. And then it's break time again. Just a short little session.